254-6412.
It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
It's the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW tonight from the Hatchet House as we get set to battle Mount Vernon. Coach, a makeup game rescheduled from Saturday. First Big 8 conference game of the season.
Yeah, it's a big ball game because of that. First Big 8 game, and as I told the kids, it's tough to win a Big 8 conference if you lose that first ball game. So this is a very important ball game. We need to all get off to a good start. We need to continue where we played. You know, we've had a little time off here, like a week and a half. Because of the postponement of this game, and we just got to come out and be ready to play. We got three games in 4 days here, and I told them we're treating this like the sectional. You know, sectional goes Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and we're going Wednesday, Friday, Saturday here, and see if we can put three good ball games together and have a good week.
Well, the record misleading for this team, I know they're a good ball club. They're a senior-laden ball club. They start, four seniors and a junior, I believe.
Yes, they do. They start four seniors in the starting lineup, and you know, they're a team that can score. I mean, they can they got some really good shooters. They're led by Samuel Thomas. Yeah, that's the same Thomas that was a running back on a football team. Strong, quick, athletic. He's averaging nearly 20 points a ball game. Can shoot the three and drives it hard to the basket. Strong kid. And then Tyler Wall is a kid off the JV team last year that shoots the three ball really well. He's averaging 11 or 12 points a ball game, and he really stretches the defense because he can shoot it from quite a distance. And Ben Varner, their little 5'9 guard, is averaging nearly 10 points a ball game too. He's a kid that penetrates well and creates offense for himself and for his teammates. So, you know, they've got some kids that are capable of scoring, and we're just going to have to get out and defend, keep Thomas from getting to the rim and get out and cover his outside shot and not let Walls have any good looks and stop the penetration of Varner. And then down there at the offensive end, you know, we've got to get a good shots ourselves every time. We like to push the ball up the floor and get some in transition. If we don't, work the basketball and get a good shot.
January, a great month for Hatchet Hoops. As the broadcast team knows, we got five games coming up in 4 days, and four of those being at the Hatchet House. So what a week for fans.
It's a great week for fans. As you said, you got the guys play tonight, girls play tomorrow at home, guys play at home on Friday, the girls play at Saturday afternoon at Princeton, and the guys are back home Saturday night. So, You know, and there's a, it seems like it's almost like that throughout the month of January. A lot of basketball games in the month of January, and a lot of opportunities for our fans to come out and watch these young women and young men play.
That's why they call it hysteria in the Hoosier State.
That is correct.
Coach, your starting lineup tonight?
We're going to start the same lineup that we've been starting the last few ball games. We'll start Tyson Wright and Grant Niehaus at the guards. We'll start Hunter Killian in the middle and Bryce Browning and Julius at the forward spots.
All right, good luck, Coach. We'll see you the post game.
All right, thank you very much.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Reitenauer trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Good evening, everyone. From the Hatchet House in Washington, it's time for Washington Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and worldwide at WAFW at AMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Kyle Cornelius for our Boys Varsity Showdown on a rare Wednesday night matchup. This is a makeup game from Saturday. Game postponed due to a death in the family for first-year head coach B.J. Andridge at Mount Vernon. His father passed away, so we send our condolences to Coach Andridge. Mount Vernon here tonight to kick off the Big 8 Conference season, and the Washington Hatchets looking to open the season with a conference win. Kyle Cornelius again joins me alongside. Kyle, it's always big to get that first game. As Coach mentioned in his pregame interview, it's hard to win the Big 8 Conference championship if you don't win that first game.
You got to get off to a good start. There's no doubt about it. Washington has a very good opportunity tonight. One, being a home game to open up the conference season. Two, playing a Mount Vernon team that has struggled to this point in the season. So Washington hoping to get off to a good start here tonight at the Hatchet House.
Mount Vernon coming in at 1-7. Their lone win was at South Spencer. Meanwhile, the Hatchets come in at 5-3. Three-game winning streak heading into tonight's matchup. And boy, Kyle, a busy week of Hatchet basketball, as mentioned also in the pregame. We're at home tonight for the boys, home tomorrow for the girls, back here Friday night for the boys as North Knox will be in town. Saturday afternoon, girls road trip to Princeton, and then Saturday night back here at the Hatchet House with Wooden Memorial. So 5 and 4 days coming up, Hatchet fans.
Look at all that money you're making this week.
Don't know what to do with it, Kyle. Making it rain, man, making it rain.
New year, same you. Making the money.
Hoping to retire at a young age.
There you go.
Our pregame coverage brought to you by Sons Machinery, proud to support Hatchet athletes. And we've got a crowd still filing in here tonight. Overall, for a Wednesday night, not a bad crowd. Student body looking strong down there to support the Hatchets, who, as we said, on a three-game winning streak, Kyle. Nice win against Forest Park in the last outing on the road. Seems like that's been forever, about a week and a half ago, as a matter of fact.
It seems like a long time, and that's a tough place for us to get a win. So a great road win there for the Hatchets for sure.
Mount Vernon, again, the kickoff of the conference season tonight and here at home for the Washington Hatchets. Let's talk about the prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. I think, Kyle, we'll let you take it away. What's your keys to a Hatchet victory here tonight?
Well, anytime you're playing over a holiday break and the schedule's a little bit out of the norm for high school level kids, you just got to hope that they come in ready to play and do all the little things it takes to win. So we're going to look at defending the basketball, rebounding the basketball, taking care of the ball on the offensive end, and just putting a full game together, because it's going to take a full 32 minutes. I mentioned Mount Vernon has kind of struggled, just one win on the season. But anytime you throw a little bit of out of the norm circumstances for any high school level kid, anything's up for grabs. So hopefully tonight they come in focused, ready to play, and they can get a victory tonight, because it's going to be a tough test. Regardless of what Mount Vernon's record is on paper, they're going to come in here and they're going to battle the Hatchets. They're going to think that they can win this game just as well as they can, and we're going to have to match that intensity.
Well, the JV had their way with Mount Vernon in the preliminary game, winning handily over Mount Vernon's JV squad, 78-33. JV squad for Mount Vernon, very young team, bunch of freshmen and sophomores. And I'll tell you, Hatchet JV, it's worth coming out early to watch these boys play. Coach Price has them running on all levels, and they're playing real good basketball right now.
I tell you, Coach Price, we've talked throughout the week and various times, and he is very pleased with the play he's getting out of his kids at the junior varsity level. They're playing hard. They're playing a full court, up-tempo type of game. 78 points in a JV basketball game is almost unheard of. So kudos to him and his players for getting it done tonight and picking up a big victory.
78-33, the final of the JV game. The varsity hoping to follow suit here. We're about 10 minutes away from tip-off at the Hatchet House as our pregame coverage continues. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more. It's the Hatchets and Mount Vernon Wildcats tonight on your home for Hatchet Hoops, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Voice of the Hatchets.
Your starting lineups tonight here at the Hatchet House, presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, always there to support the area athletes. For the visitors from Mount Vernon, who come in at 1-7 under first-year head coach B.J. Andridge. They'll start at one guard, senior Ben Varner. The other guard, senior Braden Henning. And the third guard is senior Tyler Walls. Forwards for the Wildcats, senior Sam Thomas and junior Wade Dixon. So four seniors and a junior comprise the starting five for Coach Andridge and Mount Vernon. Again, 1-7, their lone win at South Spencer. The Mount Vernon Wildcats have not played, Kyle, since December 15th, and that was a loss to the Heritage Hills Patriots.
That's a long layoff.
That's a long layoff for
these
any team.
These boys are ready to play a game.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens tonight. For the Washington Hatchets, same lineup for Coach Miller and his squad. Tyson Wright, Grant Niehaus, your guards. Bryce Browning, Julius Hardiman, your forwards. And the center is 6'7", senior Hunter Killian. Washington 5-3 under head coach Gene Miller in his 14th year with the Hatchet program. 218 wins, 99 losses here at WHS. Overall, in 44 years, 686 wins, 327 losses for the Hall of Famer, Coach Gene Miller. Well,
Talking college hoops for just a moment, Kyle. I noticed a post you shared on your Facebook page earlier tonight. Saw this as well. Hornets center Cody Zeller out with injury right now, and we hope to get him back on the floor soon. But what a great story you shared. Zeller getting the appreciation and love he deserves, as there was a nice article talking about the Hornets trying to win without him on the floor.
Yeah, when he's been out, the Hornets are way under 500 as a basketball team as far as their wins and losses. I can't remember exactly the number, maybe 27 and 43, something like that. So he is out maybe 4 to 6 weeks, got a fractured hand the other night in a ball game. So he's going to be out for a while, and the Hornets are going to try to learn how to win without him a little bit. He's a very important piece, just a winner. You know, Dwayne, one of those guys, high character, high level, high energy guys that does all the little things to help your team win. So wish him the best of luck in getting back healthy real soon.
Hope to get him on the floor soon, absolutely, for the Hornets. Well, we'll take another timeout. When we come back, we will tip it off from the Hatchet House. We'll talk a little about the Lady Hatchets and their schedule this week as well, with Coach Gretchen Miles and her club, who are 10-3 right now, heading into the second half of the season in the busy month of January. So more to come as our pregame continues, and we'll tip it off here in just a bit from the Hatchet House after this on WAMW.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at the Hatchet House as the Colors leave the floor, with the ROTC presenting the Colors here as they do every home game for War of the Washington Hatchets. Starting lineups are coming your way next. It's about, again, 5 minutes away from tip-off as Washington won the JV game tonight, and the varsity hoping to follow suit. Let's talk a little bit about the Lady Hatchets, Kyle Cornelius. As, again, we get set for a busy week of Hatchet basketball. The girls will be here on the home floor tomorrow, Pike Central Lady Chargers. And then Saturday, a big conference game on the road at Princeton Saturday afternoon. Coach Gretchen Miles and our Lady Hatchets 10-3. Kyle, you've seen them play. I tell you, they're number 11 in the state defense-wise. They have one of the best defensive teams in the entire state. That's in all classes. These girls put on a clinic when it comes to defense. Just, and you can talk to ask Coach Miles about this too, just struggling to find the scoring right now, as a low scoring average for this team. It's going to get there.
Yeah, and you know, their record shows 10-3, you mentioned?
Yeah.
Their defense is why they're 10-3.
Right.
You know, as long as you play defense, rebound the basketball, take care of the basketball, you're going to be in most ball games, which they have been. So hopefully, as the season progresses, some scoring can pick up, and that'll just make them that much better of a team. But, you know, you got to look at their defense. Like you said, Coach Miles, you know, they're preaching it every day in practice, and those girls are doing a great job of executing that in the game situation. And they're a fun team to watch because they're always playing hard. That's one thing you can really respect out of Coach Miles and her staff and teams. They demand that they work hard, and that makes it fun. No matter if they win or lose, you know you're going to get an effort out of them. And I wish them nothing but the best as their season continues.
Lady Hatchets will be here tomorrow night, 7:30 tip-off against Pike Central. On the road Saturday at Princeton for a Big 8 conference game. That's a 2:30 varsity tip. 2:15 airtime. We'll have both games, of course, as always, here on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. By your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Open 24 hours with two locations here in Washington. Also by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. And by the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, downtown Washington. Start the new year off right with some great savings at the Washington Chrysler Center. See the sales team for all the details and test drive your next ride. Both teams are working their way back to the bench now for final comments from their coaches as we get set for the starting lineups and our opening tip. Hatchets in the home white, trimmed in black. Mount Vernon in the away red, trimmed in black and white. Again, this is a rare Wednesday night matchup. That means not many other games going on. Matter of fact, this is the only game in our part of the state today. Outside, I think the next closest is the Greene County Tournament, which they had a little holiday tournament going on in Greene County with the Greene County teams. But with this being the only game on, that gives some other coaches a chance to come out here and join us at the Hatchet House. I see the Jasper Wildcat coaching staff on hand. Southridge Raiders, Coach Mark Rohr over there checking out tonight's game. And I am sure that there will be some others as well.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Back at the Hatchet House, Washington opens with a score as Hunter Killian gets the rebound underneath after a missed three-point attempt by Tyson Wright. Put it up for two, so the Hatchets lead 2-0, and Washington gets the ball back. Julius Hardiman, top of the key, kicks it over to Bryce Browning, open for three. Browning's three ball off the mark. Rebound out of bounds, still going to the Hatchets. A minute gone here in the opening quarter. We're just underway. Glad you could join us for this Wednesday night matchup. It's Big 8 Conference basketball between the Hatchets and Mount Vernon on WAMW FM Washington. A bit of an early start as the JV game cruised right along. Hatchets got the big JV win. Varsity hoping to follow suit. Niehaus tries for three, can't get it. There's another offensive rebound for Killian. And as he goes up strong, he draws the foul. Killian's going to shoot two free throws. This could be a big night for Hunter, as they don't have a matchup for him, Kyle.
Boy, he's been a chore for him at this point. Two shots missed by the Hatchets. He's went up and grabbed them both, scored on one, and going to the line for a second opportunity.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by A&R Home Center. More than just a hardware store. First free throw from Killian is no good. Around the rim, in and out. We'll try one more time. Second free toss coming up. It's in the air, and it's no good. There's a big board by Julius Hardiman, and another second chance for the Hatchets. Washington dominating the boards here in this opening quarter. Niehaus kicks it to Julius, who cuts to the hoop in the paint. Good for two. 4-0 Washington.
Nice dish and nice finish by Julius.
Julius has really stepped into his game as of late, Kyle. He's putting in some good minutes for Coach Miller's squad.
Yeah, he is. Really helped this team a lot as the three ball is up and good by Henning.
Braden Henning connects from downtown, makes it 4-3. A little token pressure applied by Mount Vernon. It's knocked loose and out of bounds. The ball stays with the Hatchets. 6:20 to go, first period. Washington 4, Mount Vernon 3. Here at the Hatchet House. Tyson Wright kicks it off to Niehaus across the timeline. He goes to Browning for 3, and Bryce connects from downtown. Bryce Browning, good for 3, makes it 7-3, 4-point Hatchet lead. Ben Varner now works it over to Henning, and Henning stepped on the baseline, out of bounds, back to Washington. So the Hatchets creating turnovers, dominating the boards. Great start so far here in this opening quarter. Press breaker works to a T as Browning was unselfish there, tried to get it into Killian. And it's knocked loose and out of bounds. Bryce probably should have taken that shot.
Boy, I tell you, not been impressed so far. The two possessions I've seen of Mount Vernon's press.
No, Washington broke it handily there.
Looked like soft butter.
Three ball from Niehaus off the mark. Rebound controlled by Henning and the Wildcats. Braden Henning quickly up the floor. Works it out to Sam Thomas. Thomas now kicks it over to Ben Varner. Varner gets the pick, nowhere to go. Now he takes it to the hoop. Strong shot off the mark. Rebound into the hands of Killian, but he lost it. As Mount Vernon comes up with a loose ball, Thomas now over to Varner. Varner up and in, and a three-point play coming for Ben Varner. That's just good hustle there by the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Mount Vernon kind of picked the pocket of Killian, who clearly had that board, knocked it loose, and then worked it underneath for a good shot by Varner, and he's at the line for the conventional three-point play. The free throw is up and no good. This time the Hatchets do control the board. So 7-5, 5 minutes left, first quarter. Washington by a bucket. Hunter Killian up strong again, just missed it, gets his own rebound, and puts it back and in for two. I'm telling you, Kyle, Hunter's got that all day long if he wants it.
Not much of an answer to this point.
9-5 now. Washington leads, but as I say that, Sam Thomas pulls up for a nice shot on the wing, makes it 9-7. 2-point ball game again. Bryce Browning up for two on the fast break. Browning with 5. It's going to be a high-scoring affair, as we saw in the first game. 11-7 now. Hatchets by 4. Henning. Over to Thomas, this time for 3. No good. Killian gets position, blocks out, and it's over the back called against Wade Dixon. So the ball going to Washington. Take it the length of the floor. As we see Zach Bettinger coming in, another senior. He'll replace Wade Dixon, who has to sit down with 2 fouls. Press breaker again, worked to a T by the Hatchets, and they will make Mount Vernon pay as Bryce Browning gets the lay-in for 2 more.
Better get out of that, coach.
Browning has 7. It's 13-7 now in favor of Washington.
halfway through the opening quarter.
They've tried it three times, and Washington's got three layups. I'd be getting out of it.
Yeah, Washington executing nicely on that press break. Barner, free throw line, jumper, no good, too strong, rebound, big board pulled down by Browning. Browning kicks it out to his point guard, Tyson Wright. Wright quickly up the floor. Near side now to Hardiman. Underneath, Hunter Killian draws the double team. Hunter
nice pass.
Gets the feed back from Bryce Browning, and Killian with the finish for two more. Hunter's got six. Browning's got seven. The Hatchets have an eight-point lead, 15-7. 3.5 to play first quarter. The big men going to have big nights tonight. Say the tallest player. There's a three ball well off the mark by Battinger. Controlled by Washington. Pushing it up. Here's Killian again. Fouled before the shot. So it'll be out of bounds for Washington. I'd say the tallest player on the Mount Vernon squad, Battinger out there now, number 35, about 6'4 probably. Oh, they're giving Hunter two free throws on that. So the foul was during the shot. Killian will be at the line to shoot two. 3:10 to play, first quarter. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford. Hunter still struggling at the charity stripe. 0-for-3 now as he missed his first attempt. One more coming. Killian, the senior, puts up the second toss. There he got it. Connects on the second free throw. 7 points for Hunter, 16-7, 9-point lead for the Hatchets. Mount Vernon with the ball. Sam Thomas kicks it over to Varner. Varner traveled. Turnover, Wildcats. It's going back to Washington as we see another sub in for Coach Andridge and the Wildcats. Abram Adams now in the lineup. Number 22 supporting a full beard out there, Kyle.
It's impressive.
It is, isn't it?
17, 18-year-old young man.
Took me about a year to get this one in. Felt like it anyway. Bryce Browning over to Killian. Killian up and in for two more. Killian, 8, 9 points now. Half of the Hatchet total. Long three-pointer off the mark by Thomas, but he gets his own rebound. Now he's working baseline, kicks it out. Varner at the top of the key. Battinger. Now back to Varner. 2:20 left, first period. Varner lost the handle and the rebound into the hands of Bryce Browning and the Hatchets. Here's the fast break. Washington, Niehaus's quick jumper, no good. Thomas cleans it for Mount Vernon, and he'll push it back up. Thomas jump stop in the paint, shot up and in for two. Boy, Sam Thomas is the real deal. He's got four. He's that big stud from the successful football team there at Mount Vernon. In his final year with the Wildcats. 18-9, minute 45 left, first quarter. Washington with the lead and the basketball. Niehaus to the basket. Nobody stopped him. Grant Niehaus lays it in for two.
Tell you, Washington can get any shot that they want tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a high-scoring affair for the Hatchets as they are in control right now. Braden Henning over to Adams. Adams lost the handle, loose ball right to Tyson Wright. Tyson weaving in and out. He'll pull up, shoot the jumper, miss it, gets his own rebound, kicks it out now to Niehaus. Niehaus back to right, the far side for three. Out of Niehaus to Bryce Browning. He'll try the three, and he gets it. Browning with 10. 23-9 in favor of Washington. Under a minute to play here in the opening quarter. There's Thomas out to Henning. Over now to Battinger. Back to Henning. Working far corner. Now he kicks it to the volleyball line for Sam Thomas. Mount Vernon waiting now for possibly the final shot. We'll see. Nope. Abram shoots and scores. That's
Abram Adams. About a step inside the three-point line. Good for two, 23-11 now. Washington will hold for the last shot. Killian, shot fake, up and in for two more.
Easy money tonight.
25-11, that's where we stand. After one quarter of play, the Hatchets in control on the home floor at the Hatchet House. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're ready for second quarter action here at the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake and Kyle Cornelius. On a Wednesday night matchup with the Washington Hatchets and Mount Vernon Wildcats. Our game coverage tonight presented by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. The Donaldson Insurance Agency. With us, your number one. And your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. As we begin the second period, Mount Vernon starts with a basketball, trailing 25-11. Braden Henning kicks it over to a new face in the lineup, Leo Hostetter. The freshman had his pass swatted out of play by a Hatchet, so the ball remaining with Mount Vernon. Adams gets it in to Hostetter. And taken away there by Trey Reed. New face in the lineup for Washington. Hatchets with the steal. Tyson Wright with the lay-in. Coach Andridge wants to talk. 27-11 in favor of the Hatchets. 7:32 to play first half. We will return to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. Be sure to follow us on the Aces Restaurant and Bar Facebook page for our daily lunch and dinner specials. Monday is senior night. Seniors can enjoy 10% off for dinner. In a hurry for lunch? Stop on by for our Express Soup and Salad Bar, one of the freshest salad bars in the area with a big variety to build your own salad. Also, come on in for dinner and try one of our age-certified Angus beef steaks or some of our fresh seafood. Aces Restaurant in the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Caleb Dozier puts up a quick shot as Mount Vernon has the ball and play resumes. They miss it. Hatchets on the fast break, put up two attempts, can't get it to fall. And the rebound back into the hands of Mount Vernon. Frantic fast play as the Hatchets get the steal. Tyson Wright off to Niehaus. Niehaus in for two. 4 points on the night for Niehaus, 29-11. Hatchets in control. Mount Vernon with no answer to this Hatchet speed. Every bucket has been point range, point blank range, or three for Washington.
Mostly layups.
Long three by Henning is off the mark and out of bounds to the Hatchets. A little frustration there, I think, as a couple of these three balls by the Wildcats have been long threes.
Almost like turnovers.
Henning's going to take a break now as we see Sam Thomas re-enter for Mount Vernon. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI TV10, coverage you can count on. Right up the floor, hands off to Kyle Mann, who's now in the lineup. Mann controls, works it into Trey Reed. Reed drives the paint, puts it up and in, strong for two. Trey Reed with his first points, 31-11.
Good strong move there by Trey.
20-point lead for the Hatchets, 6 minutes left, first half. Thomas drives, kicks it out to Adams, now over to Dozier. Back to Adams, top of the key. Caleb Dozier, steal by Reed. Reed, yes, and one.
Good finish.
Trey Reed feeling it now as he has four quick points and a chance for five at the line. Hatchet's playing on all levels, Kyle. I'll tell you, this is what this team is capable of. There is a lot of potential, and guess what I'm going to say next, Kyle? Hatchet's key is their speed. Have I said that before?
Like a broken record.
This is a quick team. If you look down very much.
Are we comparing their speed to you and I?
I'm just
saying. No, they are quick.
I'm saying.
But to our speed, they're lightning. Are they not? Trey Reed's free throw, good.
That was my nickname in school, you know.
Lightning?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Lightning McQueen.
Thomas, jump stop. Nice shot up and in by Sam Thomas, the senior. He's got six. That was a strong move.
Just about all their offense to this point.
Five and a half to play in this first half. 34-13, Washington leads. Tyson Wright, shot up and in. Tyson good for his fourth point. Hostetter, the freshman, pass taken away by the Hatchets. Another Mount Vernon turnover. Browning picks up the dribble. Kick over to Tyson Wright. And far side, looks into Hunter Killian. Killian draws the double team. Powers one up. Can't get it, but he is fouled.
Good strong move there by Hunter.
Killian shooting two free throws here. He's one for four at the line in the first half. He's got 11 points so far. The first free throw coming up for Hunter as he takes his time. And puts it in. Our game coverage brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North of Washington. And by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Great lunch and dinner specials, great steaks. And some awesome talent coming in January. They've got a couple of comedy shows coming up.
Are you on the ticket?
No.
Oh. You said awesome.
They got an improv show, and then they've got some comedians coming in. Daniel doing a great job bringing entertainment to Aces. Stay tuned for the details. 4:40 left in the first half, 37-13. Washington with the lead. Mount Vernon has the basketball. Thomas takes it strong to the hoop. He's fouled. Sam Thomas is going to shoot a couple free throws. Again, Mount Vernon a little rusty. Their last game was December 15th.
Boy, that's a long layoff, isn't it?
They lost 79-49 at the hands of Heritage Hills, which is a very good ball club. First free throw for Thomas is no good. He's got one more. Tonight's game coverage presented by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Second free throw is good. One for two at the line for Sam Thomas. Makes it 37-14. With 4.5 to go in this first half. Trey Reed, baseball pass over to Browning. Open for three, can't get it. Killian with the weak side board. Another second chance. Killian strong up, can't get it. And this time Thomas powers down the rebound. Thomas is off to the races. He's going all the way. Gets it and one. Wow, that's another nice move by Sam Thomas. He's kind of taking the team on his shoulder here tonight. 9 points for the Wildcats senior. Chance for 10 here at the free throw line. 37-16. Make it 37-17 as Thomas connects on the free throw. 20-point Hatchet lead, 4 minutes left, first half. Trey Reed. Took it. Killian's reach, that will be ruled a turnover for the Hatchets. And the ball goes back to Mount Vernon. Sam Varner slowly walks it up, one-on-one with Wright. He'll hand it now to Wade Dixon. Dixon playing with two fouls in there. His pass goes to Sam Thomas. Thomas. Looking for something, dribbling around the perimeter, now gets to Varner. Varner takes it all the way to the basket and lands in for two. That one Coach Miller not happy with, Kyle. Varner made that too easy. 37-19. We're at the 3 minute mark here in this first half. Browning dribbled off his foot, out of bounds, and it goes back to Mount Vernon. Braden Henning coming back into the lineup now for Mount Vernon. Grant Niehaus is back in for the Hatchets. Good crowd on hand for this Wednesday night game. As we said, one of the only games in our area tonight, a makeup from Saturday. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Lady Hatchet basketball with Pike Central. Also here at home, 7:30 varsity tip-off. Thomas, now with the ball. Over to Battinger. Battinger looking in. Underneath, Thomas is fouled by Trey Reed as he makes his move. Thomas is going to shoot two more free ones. Mount Vernon kind of on a bit of a run now.
Yeah, Washington been a little bit stagnant here the last 2 or 3 minutes.
The Wildcats chipping away as Thomas hits the first free throw. He's 3 for 4 at the line. He's now got 11 points. Julius Hardiman coming in for Trey Reed. As Thomas will shoot one more free one. The second free throw is also good. So 37-20 in favor of the Hatchets. Washington with the ball. Niehaus looks into Hunter Killian. Now to Niehaus. Niehaus lost the handle. There's another turnover for Washington. Thomas picked the pocket, and he's swatted from behind. Out of bounds, it stays with Mount Vernon. So the Wildcats maintain possession. The inbound pass goes to Battinger. Now they kick it out to Thomas at the volleyball line. Over to Varner. Varner works free, drives to the basket, misses the first attempt, gets his rebound, misses the second attempt. And now on a battle for the rebound, it's last touch by Dixon and going back to the Hatchets.
Washington dodged a bullet there.
Got to attack the boards here. 37-20 with a minute 44 to play in the opening half. Niehaus fouled by Thomas as he works to the basket. That's the sixth team foul against Mount Vernon. No bonus yet. Out of bounds for Washington. Inbound pass goes to Tyson Wright. Wright kicks it over to Hardiman, now to Kyle Mann. Mann skip pass to Wright. He's open for three. Too strong. Rebound, Hunter Killian. Killian's fouled by Varner, and it's going to be one and bonus for the big man, Hunter Killian.
Killian, 8 rebounds, 5 of them offensive here in the first half to go along with his, what's he got, Dwayne?
12 points on the night.
Almost a double-double in the first half. That's impressive.
Only 1 point, though, so far in the second quarter. The free throw is up and in. He'll get the bonus. One more coming. 400 Killian. The second free throw is also good. Both of them count. 39-20. Approaching the final minute of the first half. Thomas picks up the dribble, kicks it out to Varner. Varner thought about three. Now feeds it back to Thomas. In front of the hatchet bench. Thomas, another strong move to the basket. Missed his first one. Gets the rebound. The putback, no, but he's going to shoot two more free throws. He's camped out at the line here in this second quarter. This will be his fourth trip to the line. And he hits the first one. 39-21. A second free throw coming up. It's up and good. And now substitution coming in. Thomas gets a break, and Leo Hostetter, the freshman, re-enters. Thomas has 8, 10, 12, 14 points in the first half. 14 out of the 22 for Mount Vernon.
That's about all they got, Dwayne, on the offensive end.
Under a minute to play. 39-22 in favor of Washington. Hatchets may spread it here and see if they can get the last shot. Down to 30 seconds. Stick around for the halftime show coming up. We'll recap first half scoring. Fifteen seconds left now. Niehaus, up and in. Nobody stopped him. He's got 6. 41-22, and that's where we'll stay. After one half of play on the A&R Home Center scoreboard from the Hatchet House, it's Washington 41, the Mount Vernon Wildcats 22. A halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front wheel or four wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has 5 in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Adley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Adley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Adley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. It's halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Washington Hatchets in control as they lead the visiting Mount Vernon Wildcats in this Big Eight Conference affair, 41-22. Halftime stats, first for the Hatchets, leading the way with 14 points. The big man, Hunter Killian, he had 11 of those in the first quarter, three free throws in the second period for 14 total points as Hunter had his way underneath Mount Vernon just simply with no match for the big 6'7 senior. Also chipping in 10 points, Bryce Browning, two threes and two twos, all 10 for Browning coming in the first quarter. 6 points for Grant Niehaus, 5 points off the bench for Trey Reed, 4 points for Tyson Wright, and two for Julius Hardiman. 14 for Killian, 10 for Browning, 6 for Niehaus, 5 for Reed, 4 for Tyson Wright, 2 for Julius Hardiman. For Mount Vernon, they were led by Sam Thomas. He finished with 13 points at the break, 4 points for Ben Barner, 3 points for Braden Henning, and 2 for Abram Adams. But it was all Sam Thomas for the Mount Vernon offense as he led the team with 13 first half points, many of those coming from the free throw line, 6 of 7 in that second quarter. Washington has been in control from the start, 25-11 at the end of one, 41-22 here at the half. Final team or first half team stats, Kyle Cornelius.
Mount Vernon.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open, and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
We're back. It's halftime here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Washington Hatchets leading the Mount Vernon Wildcats 41-22 in the first conference game of the season for the Hatchets. Many more to come, Kyle, and let's talk a little bit about the Big Eight Conference. What's your take on it? We've still got a lot of big games still to come, and that Big Eight Conference, we've said this time and time again, definitely one of the toughest in the state.
I think Princeton's got to be the overall favorite as far as on paper goes. Other than that, I think you can put the rest of them in there, and any team can win on any given night.
It's going to be a tough, yeah, it's going to be up for grabs. There's no doubt about it. And you know what they say about that on paper stuff. You can always rip it up and throw it in the trash can, too.
That's right.
We've seen this Hatchet team beat a very good Heritage Hills team, and as I said before, we know what this team's capable of. So anything is possible. It would be nice to get a Big 8 Conference Championship trophy back into the trophy case here at the Hatchet House.
Well, yeah, sure would. Always love one of those, but it'll be a tough go. But it's each and every night. Take it game by game and see where it falls in the end.
As a coach, I think they, you know, you, one thing, you kind of set your goals. One has got to be win your conference, and then, of course, win your sectional, regional, go on, win the state.
Yeah, you look at it as three different parts of the season. You know, you got your, what you'd call your regular season scores and records, and then you've got your conference season in between that. And then, of course, all of it's in preparation for that tournament come March. That's when you want to be playing your best basketball and use all these games leading up to that to prepare you for that. So, you know, a lot of people will remember what your record was, but most of the time they're going to remember how you did in tournament play. So we'll use these games to prepare for that, see how we do throughout the year, and hopefully at the end of the year be playing our best basketball and see what happens.
We're ready for the second half of play. 41-22 in favor of the Hatchets. Starting five, returning to the floor for Washington, Tyson Wright, Bryce Browning, Hunter Killian, Grant Niehaus, and Julius Hardiman. Same story for Mount Vernon. They'll start Sam Varner, Sam Thomas, Brandon Henning, Wade Dixon, and Tyler Walls. Mount Vernon gets the opening steal. Walls throws up the shot. He's well off the mark. Rebound back to Washington. Feed underneath to Niehaus. Niehaus too far underneath, but manages to work out of traffic and still put it through for two more. 43-22 in favor of Washington. Niehaus now with eight. Just 30 seconds gone in this second half. Henning to Dixon, back to Henning. You can see on offense here, Kyle, Mount Vernon just trying to find something. There's Henning taking it to the basket. No good. Niehaus skies for the big rebound. Forward pass up to Bryce Browning, and Browning finishes with two. That's his first point since the first quarter. Bryce with 12. 45-22. Henning on the other end puts a shot up and in as Mount Vernon gets the Hatchets. Bryce Browning quickly coast to coast, connects for the layup and the free throw coming for Browning. So all of a sudden it's a sprint coast to coast. Defense not around at the moment.
Washington back to their how they opened up the game, scoring a lot of baskets in transition, a lot of layups. Browning's free throw three-point attempt is good.
He's got five in this third quarter, 48-24. In favor of Washington. And the Hatchets get the steal. Tyson Wright over to Browning. He's got two more.
Another layup.
Browning is not marked by anybody on the Mount Vernon defense, and he's right at point blank range for these buckets.
He'll make those.
50-24. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Henning over to Varner. Varner tries the three, and he gets it. Ben Varner from downtown connects for his seventh point. 50-27 now. Niehaus out to Browning. Niehaus to the basket for two more.
Another layup.
Niehaus now with 10, 52-27. And two for Tyson Wright.
For Varner.
Sorry about that. Ben Varner gets past Tyson Wright to connect for the two. 52-29. So literally, it's just exchanging baskets right now. There's a three for Browning. No. Rebound to Killian. Killian, spin move, back up. No. Wade Dixon there for the rebound. He'll find Varner. Varner sets for three more and connects. Boy, then Varner feeling it all of a sudden. He's got eight here in this third quarter. 12 overall. 52-32. 20-point lead for Washington. Niehaus for two more. What's going on here, Kyle?
It's a layup show.
There's absolutely no defense at the moment. Barner's shot is well short.
Heat that check. Heat check.
Not probably advised.
No.
Barner thought he was fouled.
Sure he did. Anytime you airball one, I'm sure you got hit.
It's out of bounds for Washington now. As we see Zach Battinger back into the lineup for the Wildcats. Hatchets with the ball. 4:40 left, third quarter. Washington 54, Mount Vernon 32. Hunter Killian connects for two.
Was that another layup?
It was a layup.
Okay.
Every basket's been a layup for Washington in this third quarter. 6, 12, 14. 14 points on point-blank layups. 56-32. Henning breaks free from his defender, takes it to the hoop, draws the foul for a three-point play. We can almost say the same for Mount Vernon.
Never seen so many layups.
They've had three lay-ins and two threes in this third quarter. It's 56-34 now, hitting at the line for a conventional three-point play.
Defense is just
not there. On little, either side.
A little weak right now.
Henning hits the free throw. Henning with 8 points. 56-35, Washington. A quiet gym as we're just exchanging layups. Browning drives baseline, lost the handle, and it's out of bounds to Mount Vernon. Hatchet turnover. Barner calling out the play at the center circle. Hands it off to Walls. Walls to Henning. Henning kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas thought about the three. Picks it up at the free throw line. Hands over to Battinger. Now to Varner. Varner to the basket. Draws the foul. Sam Varner's got two more free throws coming. Or excuse me, Ben Varner. Keep calling him Sam. Ben Varner shooting two free throws. That's the second foul on Bryce Browning. Second team foul against the Hatchets. Varner shooting two. The first free throw is good. Ben Varner is senior. Tonight's game brought to you by Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. The second free throw was also good by Varner. Makes it 56-37. Game coverage also brought to you by Pepsi Beverages Company. They are the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. There's Tyson Wright's pass stolen by Thomas, and he'll lay it in for two. Once again, Mount Vernon on a bit of a run here, Kyle. 56-39. Come out inspired to start this second half. 3:20 to go, third period. Top of the key, Niehaus for three. No! Rebound to Killian, put back, yes! And Hunter gets a free throw.
Well, you called it earlier. Killian and Browning just having their way tonight with Mount Vernon.
Caleb Dosher coming in for Mount Vernon, and Trey Reed enters the lineup now for the Hatchets. Reed replacing Browning with 3:16 to play, third quarter. Hunter Killian at the line for a three-point play. Killian with 18 points so far tonight. Now 19 as he hits the free throw. 59-39. Back to a 20-point Hatchet lead. Henning with a quick three ball. No good. Rebound to Killian. He's in a double-double now, isn't he, Kyle?
Yes, he is.
Double-double night for the big senior.
He plays all night. He may have a 20-20 night.
Killian going up strong for two more. Hunter Killian. 61-39. 2:40 left, third quarter. Thomas shot partially deflected by a Hatchet. Loose ball chased down by Tyson Wright. Saved inbounds by Julius Hardiman. And then the pass right between the legs of Hunter Killian. Still saved inbound by Grant Niehaus, who threw it off a Mount Vernon player as he was in trouble, and the Hatchets maintained possession. That's just good hustle there by the Hatchets.
I think Niehaus kind of passed it to himself in a way, but he covered so much ground, I don't think the official realized it was the same guy that passed it. He got it.
He was all over the floor on that possession. Julius into Killian, and Killian missed. Rebound to Tyler Walls and Mount Vernon. Thomas now works it up. Hands off to Varner. Short. Rebound to Tyson Wright and the Hatchets. Tyson over to Trey Reed. Reed up and in for two and a chance for three at the line. It's one of those games, Kyle, if you're a scout here tonight. I know I said earlier there's a couple of scouts here.
We're not seeing too much.
It's hard to really write down too much.
I talked to the Jasper guys here at halftime and kind of asked them if they did they just not have anything better to do tonight.
Free throw by Trey Reed, no good. Rebound to Mount Vernon. Here's Varner, and he is fouled, making his move to the bucket. Varner will shoot two. Ben Varner is two for three at the line. Once again, the JV game earlier belonged to Washington, 78-33. Varsity right now leading 63-39 as Varner connects on the first free toss. Our game coverage presented by Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City, voted best of the best steak in Gibson County. With good reason. Man, it's a good steak. I was talking to Pam at the office today who made the trip down over the weekend or over the holiday. Said it was a phenomenal meal. Neil and Betty Newton invite you to their place anytime for lunch or dinner at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
See who got that rebound on the missed free throw by Varner?
Second free throw off the mark. No, I did not.
Well, I'm going to give it to Killian.
Minute 25 left. Niehaus in trouble underneath. Ball loose. Hunter Killian comes up with it and lays it in for two more. 65-40 now. A little scrum on the floor. Varner, no, but he's fouled and shooting two. So what we have is the Hatchets earning two and then Mount Vernon just coming down and drawing the foul and going to the free throw line. Varner shooting two more. This is his third trip there in this quarter. Barner hits the first one. Minute 10 left now, 65-41. Hatchets lead. Barner's second free throw is good. They're both in, and now Varner gets a breather as Leo Hostetter re-enters the lineup for the Wildcats. 65-42 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington with the lead in the ball. Tyson Wright. Now Trey Reed underneath to Hunter Killian for two more. 10, 22, 24, 25 points for Hunter Killian tonight. Hostetter. Over to Dosier. Dosier's pass taken away by Trey Reed. Trey up and in for two. Reed with nine. 69-42. Final 30 seconds in the third quarter. Hostetter pulls up and hits his first points tonight. Had a little room and took it. Trey Reed, two more. Reed with 11 now. 71-44. 13 seconds left. Well, if you like offense, fans, you're getting your money's worth tonight. What is that? 115 points combined. Adams gets a shot up at the buzzer. It won't go, and that's it for the third quarter of play. We got 8 minutes left here at the Hatchet House. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three, it's the Washington Hatchets 71, Mount Vernon Wildcats 44. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW. We'll be right back.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth, and my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Game coverage tonight brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant in Washington. By Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington. And by the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Shot up by Thomas, no good. Offensive rebound, another chance for Mount Vernon as we start the fourth period. Varner has it, and Varner almost picked. Chases down the loose ball on the floor and alertly calls a timeout. 7:38 to go. Still 71-44. Mount Vernon, you got to credit them. They got a lot of hustle. They got a lot of fight, not giving up. Hatchets have been in control. Mount Vernon just overmatched our big guys underneath. Killian with 25 points tonight. They just didn't have the match for him. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night for Lady Hatchet basketball as Washington welcomes in Pike Central back here at the Hatchet House. 7:30 tip-off on the air around 7:15 here on Memories 107.9. And home doubleheader for the Hatchet boys, North Knox, Friday night, Wood Memorial, Saturday night. Lots of chances for you to see this team coming up this week, as well as the girls on Thursday. All right, play resumes now. Mount Vernon has it after the timeout. Barner. Underneath to Dixon. Dixon missed. Rebound and put back by Thomas is good. Sam Thomas. 17 points now. Makes it 71-46. Kiowa Jones in the lineup. Kyle Mann also in there. Trey Reed. Bryce Browning and Tyson Wright. Your five on the floor. Mann looking for someone. Hands it off to Browning. Now Jones cutting to the basket. Kiowa Jones lays it in for two. 73-46. Thomas. Out to Dixon. Over to Varner, far side. Varner. Bettinger. Thomas. Dixon. Dixon missed. Browning there for the rebound. Outlet pass goes
nice.
To Kiowa Jones, and the touch pass to Reed, cutting to the hoop, good for two more.
What a great pass by Jones.
Fans like that
one.
Then Jones gets the pick. And now is fouled and going to the line to shoot two. Boy, Kiowa watched enough of this game.
Spark.
He said, put me in, coach. He is a spark right now.
Wow, that was a nice pass. As that leap pass was to him, a Mount Vernon player was coming right after him. He saw a player out of the corner of his eyes, and he just touched it to him for a layup. Free throw was up and good. Good to
Jones
see that.
Hits the first one. He'll have one more. Coming in now for Mount Vernon, Abram Adams and Tyler Walls reentering, replacing Wade Dixon and Zach Bettinger.
Kind of a heck of a little 30-second highlight reel here for Kiowa.
Yeah, both free throws count. 77-46. Hostetter with the ball. It's over to Thomas. He'll try the three, and Thomas connects. Sam Thomas with his first three-pointer tonight. 77-49. Kyle Mann underneath traveled with it. The ball back to Mount Vernon. Abram Adams to Thomas. Thomas out now to Tyler Walls. Adams, Thomas, top of the key, shot fake. Kicks it over to Hostetter. He tries for three. It's short. Bryce Browning with the big rebound. Mann to Tyson Wright. Over to Jones. Jones into Reed. Cutting to the hoop. Tyson Wright connects for two. Wow, that was execution there, wasn't it? 79-49. The lead is now 30. Mann almost got the steal. Thomas left open for three, and he drains another one. Sam Thomas from downtown. 8 points this quarter. 23 overall for Thomas. With 4.5 minutes left to play, it's 79-52. Bryce Browning for three, and good. Browning connects for his third three-pointer tonight. He's got 20 points. 82-52. Washington back up by 30. 4 minutes left. Varner to Hostetter. Back to Varner. Over to Hostetter. Now to Thomas. Thomas fouled as he makes his move before the shot. So it'll be out of bounds for the Wildcats. Going to see some JV players coming in now for Coach Miller as Austin Gear checks in. Also coming in, Zach Gray. Tell you what, Zach Gray has a sweet, sweet shot. And Austin Gear helps run the point for that JV team. Handles the ball well. See a proud dad over there with a smile on his face, Kyle, don't you?
Your eyes are better than mine. I can't see across this gym. But I'm sure.
Varner! No, on the drive. Here comes Austin Gear. Pushing it up the floor. Off to Kyle with Jones. Jones to Mann. Now to Gray. Over to Gear. Far side. Here's Gray. Back to Mann. Mann takes it strong. Kyle Mann gets two. That's a good strong move to the bucket. 84-52. Approaching a 3 minute mark left in this game. High scoring night for the Hatchets as the ball is knocked loose and tied up. Jump ball. Arrow pointing to the Hatchets.
Great hustle again by Kiowa.
Washington creates the steal. Our post-game show presented by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation coming up. We'll have the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and the overall MVP from Anna Lou Chapman with Remax Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. There's a three from Zach Gray.
You called it, Dwayne.
Downtown, I told you. He can hit that shot all day long.
You know, that's what a great broadcaster does. He knows that JV kid that comes in and is a dead-eye shooter, and he mentions it, and Zach Gray comes through for you, doesn't he?
He wouldn't let me down, oh, Zach.
Makes you look brilliant.
Plays for the Hatchet golf team as well. Spends a lot of time on the links.
Not in your yard, though, does he?
No.
Okay, good.
That's just you, Kyle.
That is me.
Mount Vernon with the ball. Thomas now controls. The Wildcats getting set to empty their bench as Varner connects for three. Ben Varner from downtown. Hatchets break the press. Kyle with Jones feeds Trey Reed. Trey Reed, nope, too strong on the lay-in. Thomas there for the rebound. And Varner lays it in for two more. Timeout for the Wildcats just to get the subs in now. A minute 58 to play. 87-57.
What do you think? We're going to hit that 100 mark. We're going to get free cheeseburgers tonight? We do have that, don't we?
Is that what it is?
When the Hatchets hit 100?
I'll go with it.
On your bill. Or is that Dave's?
That's Dave's. That's old Dave.
That's right. WAMW providing free cheeseburgers. what a game.
Lance Roach, Austin Gear, Zach Gray, Alex Boyd, and Kiowa Jones on the floor for the Hatchets for Mount Vernon. Their JV squad also re-enters to get a little varsity action. This JV team won 78-33 earlier. Kiowa Jones takes it to the basket for two more.
He's watched this game. He knows you can get layups if you drive it.
89-57. Shot up by Bettinger is good. Zach Bettinger gets his first field goal. Austin Gear almost. Rebound to Lance Roach. Roach lost the handle. Bettinger picked it from behind. It goes back to Mount Vernon.
I think Dave's going to be safe.
Yeah, under a minute now. Wildcats spreading the floor.
That's good. My keto diet, I probably shouldn't have anything this late.
There's a block by Kiowa Jones. The timeout for Coach Miller to get one final sub in. Alex Dawn, I believe is how you say that. Final sub coming in off the JV squad. Number 24, Alex Dudon, 6 foot, 175 pound junior. 89-59, Washington with the ball and the lead. 30 seconds left.
Great win for the Hatchets, starting off their conference season.
Big offensive night.
Be their fourth win in a row, correct, Dwayne?
Yes,
that right?
Four in a row.
With a chance to add a couple more to that this weekend at home.
That's going to do it. Washington gets the victory as the final buzzer sounds on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Washington Hatchets 89. Mount Vernon Wildcats 59, a 30-point home win for Coach Miller and his squad. We'll be back with a post-game report, a visit with Coach Miller, right after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim? Tim Dent. You know someone who called that number on the late-night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad. Personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington. Locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House, the postgame report brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in downtown Washington. Tonight, the Hatchets get a big win. Kick off the conference season over the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Final score on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard, 89-59. Individual scoring for Washington. Hunter Killian leads the way with 25 points. Bryce Browning chipped in 20. 13 points for Trey Reed, 12 for Grant Niehaus. Then it was 6 for Tyson Wright, 6 for Kiowa Jones, 3 for Zach Gray, and 2 for Julius Hardiman. 25 for Killian, 20 for Browning. The big men contribute 45, over half of, or almost half of the Hatchet, 89 points tonight, leading 4 players in double figures. For Mount Vernon, they had 2 players also posting double digits. Sam Thomas finished with 23. Ben Barner right behind with 22. 8 points for Braden Henning. Then it was 2 for Hostetter, 2 for Abram Adams, and 2 for Zach Bettinger. But it was the combo of Thomas and Varner, 45 of the 59 Mount Vernon points. Washington led throughout, 25-11 at the end of the first quarter, 41-22 at the half, 71-44 after 3, and 89-59. Your final. Hatchets get the 30-point conference win. Kyle, team stats?
Well, 50% across the board for Mount Vernon. 2-point range, 15 out of 30. 3-point range, 6 out of 12. They had 5 offense rebounds, 8 defense rebounds, 12 out of 15 from the foul line for 80%. Ended the night with 10 turnovers as a ball club. Your Hatchets, man, lots of layups, 2-point field goal percentage out the roof, 34 out of 44 for 77%, 4 out of 12 from 3 for 33%, 11 offense rebounds, 22 defense rebounds, 9 out of 14 from the foul line for 64%, and they ended the night with 8 turnovers as Washington, with a big victory tonight here at the Hatchet House, 89-59 over Mount Vernon.
Just a dominating performance tonight by the Hatchets again, Mount Vernon. No matchup for Hunter Killian underneath. He had 25 points. How many rebounds did you say, Kyle?
13 for Hunter.
13 rebounds. Hunter Killian with a double-double tonight, getting the big night for Washington. And Coach Miller making his way up now for some postgame comments. Stay tuned. We'll have our postgame awards to follow here in just a bit. Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And the overall MVP from Annalute Chapman and Remax Real Estate. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Well, Coach, a high-scoring night. I don't remember 89 points in a long time here at the Hatchet House. You had a lot of players contributing in the scoring column this evening.
Yeah, I don't remember 89 points either. That's a lot of points. We were we got a lot of them against the press. We got some of them in transition. Hunter had a nice ball game inside. Thought we did a pretty good job tonight of attacking the basket.
Well, again, Mount Vernon had no match for Hunter underneath, and Browning also chipped in 20 tonight. But it was just a balanced effort by your team running on all levels. Credit Thomas and Varner for Mount Vernon. They had big nights, too. They 45 points between those two.
Those two are really good players. Thomas is so strong and quick, and I can see why he'd be awfully good running back. He drives the ball hard to the basket. He can shoot the three. And I've never seen Varner shoot the ball that well from the outside. He's a driver and penetrator, and we put him to the free throw line way too often. But he hit some threes that second half. I think he hit 3 threes in a row. And, we didn't do a very good job of pressuring his outside shot.
You mentioned attacking the basket. I had us with 34 field goals from 2-point range, and I don't know of any of those that were outside the lane. A lot of point blank shots. Just did a great job of really, taking the ball to the basket tonight.
We did a nice job attacking the basket. We went inside. Hunter scored inside. Hunter got some offensive rebounds as well. He had a nice ball game for us tonight. And Bryce ran the floor well and scored and got some offensive rebounds and scored. And then when we did a really nice job of attacking their press and got a lot of nice looks off of the press as well.
That's four in a row, Coach. Let's keep this rolling with North Knox in town on Friday night.
Well, I tell you what, it sure was nice to be home. I mean, we were sitting there on the bench right at the start of the game thinking, when was our last home game?
Been a while. You know,
It's been a while. I guess we finally come up. It was Heritage Hills was the last home game. So it is nice to play at home, especially after that road trip that we've had. So look forward to two more home games. So we'll take tomorrow, last day off without school, and then get ready for North Knox on Friday. Got North Knox on Friday, and then come back against Wood Memorial on Saturday. So, you know, it's a busy weekend, and don't forget the girls' game tomorrow here at the Hatchet House as well. So, busy week at the Hatchet House.
You're telling me, sir. Coach, congratulations. A nice victory this evening here at home.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The Country Garden on State Street in Washington is now under new ownership. Charlie Heller and the crew at Heller's Lawn Pro have purchased the property and taken over ownership. The Country Garden is now open new winter hours Monday through Friday from 9 to 3 and features even more new items. From funeral home memorials to jams and jelly gift baskets and home decor, shop the new Country Garden, now under new ownership on State Street in Washington. Open 9 to 3 Monday through Friday.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House, Washington improves to 6-3 on the season, knocking Mount Vernon down to 1-8 with a home win over Mount Vernon and a conference victory. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 89-59. Kyle, we have one thing left to do. That's to hand out the postgame awards. We'll start first with our Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Freddie Energy in Washington.
Let's go with our senior forward tonight, Bryce Browning. Thought he played a whale of a game tonight. He's going to be your High Energy Player of the Game.
Big night for Bryce, no doubt. 20 points. Three from three-point land. Bryce Browning, the Hatchet senior, our Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game is next. Brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
We're going to go with a player off the bench tonight, Trey Reed. The sophomore forward came in, did a nice job, was very active on both ends of the floor. So I think we're going to give that to a bench player tonight, and Trey Reed going to be your tough player.
Congratulations, Trey Reed, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, the new owners of the Country Garden. See the Country Garden on State Street, open 9 to 3 now. Charlie Heller and the team, the new owners, they have a lot to choose from, and 50% off their Christmas decor and merchandise now at the Country Garden. And your overall MVP tonight, Kyle?
Well, if you were at the game, you could probably guess this. If you were at home listening, I know you probably guessed it. Hunter Killian, whale of a game tonight. How many points?
25 points.
25, and not only 25 points, but he also had 13 rebounds. Just an overall very nice game for him, very deserving. Both ends of the floor, defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds, scoring around the basket. He did it all tonight, and congratulations to him. Very nice game. Hunter Killian going to be your player of the game.
Double-double for the big man, Hunter Killian, with 25 points tonight's overall MVP. From Anna Lou Chapman to RE/MAX Real Estate Broker and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Final score tonight, Washington gets the win 89-59 to improve to 6-3. Hatchets also sealed the JV victory 78-33. Washington back in action here at home Friday with the North Knox Warriors. Our next Hatchet broadcast is going to be on Thursday night as we welcome the Pike Central Lady Chargers here at home to take on the Washington Lady Hatchets. 7:30 tip tomorrow night, 7:15 airtime here on your home for the Hatchets, Memories 107.9. For Kyle Cornelius and Andy Morrison back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying goodnight. So long from the Hatchet House.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. And our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.